are suffering, and we can't wait. We gotta bring human rights to New York State.
Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. This week, family members, survivors of incarceration, and solitaire, along with allies, held statewide rallies to bring attention to the human rights crisis in New York State prisons. They are urging New York State Governor Kathy Hochul and state officials to restore family care packages, comply with the Halt Solitary Law, use clemency to release people from prison, back long-standing urgent human rights legislation, and replace state prison leadership with officials committed to change.
Hey, hey. Oh, ho. The status quo has got to go. Hey, hey.
You'll hear participants from rallies throughout the state, beginning with Victor Pate. He's a solitary survivor and one of the co-directors of the Halt Solitary Confinement campaign.
We're here in the governor's office. We're not going to stand quietly, idly by while our fellow human beings are being tortured, are being treated inhumanely, and all the human rights are being taken from them. Right now, New York State prisons are increasing repression of the rights of people inside, inflicting and fomenting violence, worsening safety for everyone in prison and outside community, and causing death and despair. Among other repressive policies, the prisons have banned family and care packages, depriving people of their only source of nutritious food, and imposing heavy burdens on families. The prisons have been flagrantly violating all aspects of the Halt Solitary Law to continue to torture people. They have also proposed regulations to strip people of their ability to visit with their loved ones. The prisons have also stopped allowing people to receive direct mail and instead only receive photocopies. For example, taking away people's birthday cards. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Prison staff also continue to brutalize incarcerated people with impunity, and the prisons continue to leave people to languish and die. With Governor Hochul starting a new full term with strong Democratic-led majorities in the legislature, now is the moment for the governor to release people, stop repressing in New York prisons, protect the human rights of all New Yorkers, and in turn, enhance safety for everyone. And I can tell you and speak to this, it is a fact. I've just come from one of the prisons visiting last week, and it is horrible and reprehensible what they are doing to our fellow human being in our prisons, and it should not be. It is horrific, and it's unacceptable, and we will not stand idly by and accept this. And we are demanding change, and we are demanding that Governor Hochul change this horrific circumstances. So we are going to hear from a few of the people, the families of those that are incarcerated, to hear a little bit more about what they are going through, but more importantly, what their loved ones are going through in our prisons and jails. And the first person that I'd like to call up is from the REP, Release Aging People in Prison campaign. And she is an organizer and family member, and her name is Jeanine Colon. Please step up.
My name is Jeanine Colon. I'm a community leader with the REP campaign, and I'm also an impacted wife. My husband's name is Jose Colon. He's been incarcerated for 24 years since the age of 17. We're seeking clemency, but that's not what we're here for. The humane alternatives to long-term, better known as HALT, Solitary Confinement Act, is a bill that will prevent our loved ones from being locked up in a 6x9 cell by themselves for 23 hours for more than 15 years. I know my husband has done some box time. He did box time for over a year by himself. And I can tell you that when he came out of that box, he was 30 pounds lighter. And that's just not, that's inhumane. The World Health Organization and the United Nations and other international bodies recognize solitary confinement as harmful and potentially fatal. People are killing themselves because they don't want to live this life. That's not humane. Our loved ones are dying behind the wall unnecessarily when this bill has already been placed into law. But the Department of Corrections and a lot of its staff, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, keeping them safe. That's what they're there for, to keep them safe. But they're the ones that are just aggravating the situation even more. The bill prohibits correctional officers from resorting to solitary confinement for, let's say, tier three infractions. And yes, they are finding ways around the law and are continuing to cause serious harm through confinement. Just because you committed a mistake doesn't mean that we're not gonna treat these individuals like human beings. And so we're just here to ask Governor Hochul to please rescind the package ban. And you gotta go to these prisons. You gotta meet some of these people. You have to see the horrendous conditions that they're living under and what your officers, what these corrections officers are doing to our loved ones.
Next, I'd like to introduce one of our staunch allies and supporters from the legislature, Assemblymember David Weprin, who is the chair of the Assembly Committee on Corrections.
I've served as the chair of the Assembly Committee on Corrections since 2017. This is an immense responsibility, and I am proud to stand with everyone here and all of those rallying across our state tonight to stand against the oppression and human rights violations in our correctional system. I want to thank Releasing Aging People in Prison, RAP, for organizing tonight's action, as well as my colleagues in elective office and the advocates who work tirelessly for everyone inside the walls, family members, survivors, loved ones. You are the voices of the voiceless, and we all must listen. I've pointed this out many times before, but I think it bears repeating. I chair the Committee on Correction, not the Committee on Punishment. I'll repeat that.
Say it again.
I chair the Committee on Corrections, not the Committee on Punishment.
Thank you.
And that is an important distinction. The goals of correction and rehabilitation, taking responsibility for one's mistakes, are the goals that must guide us and our entire system. In its mission statement, the Department of Correction and Community Supervision commits itself to appropriate treatment, services, and safe and secure facilities. However, we know that the reality in our correctional facilities falls far short of that goal.
The way that solitary confinement is being used currently is not only to deter violence, it's being used as a torture instrument. And they continue to continuously use this as a torture instrument and put people in the box who shouldn't be in the box. We know that they always exacerbate things. And now that they're taking away these privileges, and just to address the copying of messages, when I was incarcerated, I used to get a letter once a week, multiple times a week at times from my loved ones. And it was so important to me for me to receive that letter. Not only was it a letter handwritten by them, it was sprayed with perfume that allowed me to remember exactly what I was missing out on from my loved ones. And that psychological like just stress release from smelling the letters was so important to me, that when copying this, you are stripping away that intimate connection that individuals have with their loved ones and ability to access to their loved ones. And again, back to the packages. When we're talking about the packages getting removed, the way that that places an extra burden on the single mothers and fathers, grandparents that are in society, is just, you're placing this extra burden on these families who are already struggling to make ends meet after losing a loved one and most likely a breadwinner in the household. We have to make legislation that is going to ultimately, legislation and policies that are ultimately going to better our system, our criminal justice system, and the way that people are living inside these prisons. And it seems that Anthony Annucci, the acting commissioner, and his leaders are unable to meet that mark. So we are asking for legitimate steps to be taken into moving towards a better community for those inside the prisons and those family members outside by stripping them away from their positions and putting people in there who honestly want to see people live better. This is what we're asking for. And I'm gonna yell this out, and I would like y'all to echo me, because we really would like Governor Hochul to let our family members home. So I'm gonna end it now with just a chant. Hochul, let them home!
Hochul, let them home! Hochul, let them home!
They got me.
Hochul, let them home!
Hochul, let them home! Hochul, let them home! Hochul, let them home!
Hochul, let them home! Hochul, let them home!
We have 5 specific demands that we want of this governor and her new 4 years that she's gonna have as governor, and she's got a lot of work to do. I'm also putting in the chat box some hashtags that you can follow on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, we're on everything, Facebook. We want people to know that this, we are not going anywhere. We're going to continue to fight. This is a holiday week, and we must think of our brothers, sisters, and family who are in the system. They are not able to be with their families. It is horrific that they can't receive packages, especially this time of year when families are sending love and care and kindness and making sure that they are part of the holiday celebration in some way. They need to stop these package bans. This has to stop. I also must tell you all who are on here with us, thank you for being with us. And don't forget to donate to these wonderful organizations. Donate to RAP, donate to New Hour. Please donate to the Long Island Social Action Network, donate to AFJ. Everyone, this work is done through love, but love don't get you everywhere. We need a little bit of money there. So please donate. We are putting those organizations' websites and where to donate in the chat box. Please follow that. Understand and know it's below 30 degrees, and these people are out here fighting and saying, oh, Governor Hochul, you got to do better. Not only Governor Hochul, but we now have a large Democratic New York State legislator, and the two together need to do this. The prison systems have been flagrantly violating all the aspects of the HALT solitary law. And that has to end. People have to be held accountable. People need to stop creating and doing this solitary confinement. The United Nations and most of the world has said solitary confinement is a form of torture. And there are countries that have given up solitary confinement. In fact, Russia gave up solitary confinement in January 2019. And here we are in the United States still doing it. We need to end that. We have to stop that. Jerome White. Yes, Jerome, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, thank you. And I'm, yes, here I am. How you doing? No, I'm coming here from Buffalo, New York. And while we out here, we're not in a rally because we were shut down for the last 48 hours. We have some record-breaking storms here, but that's not the point. I want to address Governor Hochul, because Governor Hochul, this is your hometown, Western New York. And as we shovel out and get recovered from the storm, there's a storm brewing inside these facilities, a storm which you can put the flames out, that you can stop. You can stop this by interceding immediately and getting Anthony Annucci out of the position that he is currently in. That's number one you can do. Now, we have a list of demands, but the first thing you could do is order change at the top of the Department of Corrections, and that will send a message down to everybody else that you're not playing, that you hear the advocates, and that change is going to come. We need change. Governor Hochul, 51 years ago, just less than 60 days ago, 51 years ago, we commemorated the loss of valuable lives at the Attica Rebellion. The fomenting of the atmosphere by Anucci and the Department of Corrections with this trauma, torture, and terror is an environment that will bring us back to Attica again. Those brothers died because of the same things we are complaining about right now. Packages, mail, visits, treatment in solitary confinement. Those are the same issues that created that disaster. Don't be the, please do not be the governor who allows that to happen again. The status quo has got to go, and you have the power to do it. Not just with clemencies, not just with parole, but by sending a message to the criminal reform community that you're ready for change and that change has got to come now. Start with Anucci. Start with that list of demands we're giving you. But you have got to start somewhere and start right now. We are not going to sit idly by and wait for this to happen, for our loved ones to be murdered and slaughtered, for them to continue to be traumatized, tortured, and terrorized. We're not going to sit for it. And although the snow is out there, believe me, we can bring the rain to wherever it's got to be, because we demand some changes. We demand the status quo, and we demand that you not let another Attica happen on your watch in your hometown. Governor, listen to the people. The people have spoken by electing you. The people have spoken by putting you in full control of this state with a Democratic majority in both houses. You have no excuse for doing what's right now, because we put you there to do what's right, and you said you would do what's right. Do it now.
All right now, Jerome, thank you for those words. Thank you for calling in from Buffalo. We are sending prayers to everyone up there in Buffalo. Make sure you're being careful in that weather. And listen, like I said, rain, sleet, or snow, you're not going to stop us from making sure our people are what? Let go. Get them out. Hochul, send them home. Hochul, let them go. She has the opportunity to do right. New York City is still going. All right, let's go on over to New York City. They are on 3rd Avenue in front of Hochul's governor offices.
We are sick and tired of hearing of the stories of what's happening to our fellow human beings in these jails. We're saying no more. End it now. Stop the abuse. They need to return to humanity. They need to rescind the package ban. I just can't just think about of not getting a letter. I remember that was kept me going when I was in there. And I used to hold them letters for months and years just to hold on to the humanity. And now they're trying to take that away. That ain't right. What more needs to happen? You expect people to get better. How do you expect people to get better when you continue to treat them worse?
Yeah, right.
This does nothing to help people get better. This does nothing to help people come back better. If you want them to come back better, you have to treat them better.
Come on,
and we are demanding that you treat them better.
Say that.
We're demanding that you bring back the humanity, inhumanity. You can't continue to dehumanize people, because when these people come home, they come home broken, incapable of being a contributing, functioning person in society, because you did not create the ability for this to happen. So what do you expect is going to happen? You want people to come out better, you treat them better. Whatever weather, whatever time, whatever day, we will be here. Morning, noon, night, midnight, or even overnight. And we have done that. And we will do it again and again and again until we see some change in this miserable criminal legal system.
Woo!
This
is yes, thank you, Victor Pate.
Our family
are suffering, and we can't wait.
We gotta bring human rights in New York State.
our families are suffering, and we can't wait. We gotta bring human rights into New York State.
Our families are suffering, and we can't wait.
We gotta bring human rights back into New York State. This has been amazing, you guys. I mean, tonight is, you know, before Thanksgiving, it's 30-something degrees out in these streets, and these activists came out. We are dedicated. As Victor said at the end, rain, sleet, or snow, we will not go. We will stay until Hochul frees our people. Let them go. Please know we have our demands in the chat box. I'm going to read them one more time, though, so people know. We are demanding immediate first steps and telling New York State, basically telling Governor Hochul and the whole New York State legislators who just got voted in a couple of days ago by us, by the people. One, restore packages, visits, and mail. Dear God, do human rights, especially during this time of the year. Number two, fully and properly implement HALT law to end prolonged solitary confinement. Number three, release people from prisons. Number four, adopt long overdue legislation, including elder people, fair and timely parole, voting rights for people incarcerated, ending qualified immunity, and more. And number five, definitely not last, but definitely not least, get rid of the DOCCS acting commissioner and leadership, since they are directly responsible for the repression that is happening and occurring today. We not only voted for Hochul to be the governor, a new governor, one who hasn't, you know, yes, she was there because of the stuff that the last governor did, but technically this is her new and her first full term. So therefore, there should be a new correction system. They need to go. We need to have fresh people, fresh, as they say, fresh blood in there so we can make sure that the demands we have put forth are there. Many people, as I said on this call, not only did you get up and go out and vote on November 8th, you voted early if you voted early, but you also were out there registering people to vote. We did that as a community. We did that as a movement. We make sure that we are lucky that in New York State, some formerly incarcerated people can vote. We made sure those people knew that, and we were out there registering that community. We made sure everybody who turned 18 before November 18th that we knew had a registration, went down to the polls. We took people to the polls. We showed them where the polls were. We stood in line with them. We made sure that you were voted in. It is time for you, Governor Hochul, now to take all of that energy, all of that work that we did, and start doing the things that were asked of you. And we are not people who are going to vote and send you to Albany and send you to New York City and send you to Long Island and Buffalo and Cornell and all over the state to do what you want to do. Wherever you show up for an event, we will be there. We will stand there with our signs. We will let the media know she has not done what she said she was going to do for incarcerated people. She has not done what she said she was going to do for incarcerated people's families. She has not done what she said she was going to do for the safety of our state. She has not done what she said she was going to do and change how the carceral system is in New York State. She has not done what she said she was going to do and make us a human rights state who does not believe in cages. You have not done what you're supposed to do and make us a state who believes in care, not cages. And we will do it every single day at every event you are at. You will not have a peaceful event. You will not have a peaceful time in your office if you do not come through with your promises. We will not allow you to just take our votes for granted. That will not happen. All of these organizations here tonight, RAP and New Hour and Long Island Social Justice and HALT Solitary, we are going to continue along with other groups. We're going to make our hashtags strong, and they're going to be going viral at every event you are at. It'll go stronger than the event hashtag you're at. Our hashtag will be better. Hochul, bring them home now. We want you to do this. We want you to also change the system while they're in there and they're waiting for the system to change. Stop all of these things that are happening, the killing and the death and the harm of people who are incarcerated. And most definitely, let's stop the incarceral system from the beginning. Give people housing, give people transportation, give people education, give people employment and healthcare, and then we won't need these cages. Thank you to my lovely, hi Donna, you wanna say something real quick?
Well, since I'm up here freezing my tickles off in Buffalo, New York, I cannot express enough, Hochul. We voted you in. We will vote you out. Our loved ones who are in prison have been calling my phone and telling me, if you think you're cold standing outside, if you think you're cold up here in Buffalo, New York, they have no heat in those facilities. And that's egregious. You will not keep oppressing and repressing our loved ones and the families of incarcerated people and think that we will sit silently by and watch you keep killing our future. You're gonna have to hold this acting commissioner, and I can't say it enough, he's a bad actor, he should have been gone a long time ago, accountable for the murders that you are committing against humankind. Thank you so much, everybody. Hochul, let our people go. Bring them home. We cannot say it. We cannot hashtag it enough. Peace.
You've been listening to a rally organized this week to address the human rights crisis in New York State prisons. Family members, survivors of incarceration, and other allies who were part of various campaigns participated, including the Alliance of Families for Justice, Halt Solitary Campaign, Long Island Social Justice Action Network, New York State Jails Justice Network, Release Aging People in Prison, Vocal New York, New York State Jails Justice Network, and other leading campaigns. This is listener-sponsored, non-commercial, WBAI New York. Thanks for listening.